The process of initiation and activation. As we are traveling our path of enlightenment, as we go forward in our soul evolution, we discover such things as initiation on our path. Initiation is an actual experience that we go through that helps us to reveal the mysteries of life within ourselves. There are many initiations into the mysteries. Some are minor initiations and some are major initiations. As we travel the path of enlightenment, we discover that we are made up of mind, body, soul, and spirit. And these four things equate to earth, air, fire, and water. These are the four baptisms or the four initiations that we experience continually throughout our journey. As we are going through our path of enlightenment and discovery, we find that there are challenges along the way. These challenges sometimes on all levels of our being, it seems. We feel as if we have to scream uncle. We feel as if we can't go any further. We feel as if all the world is against us. But ultimately, what we are challenging is our own inner belief structure. Our reality is based on our beliefs. Whatever it is that we believe is true to us. Therefore, in order to move beyond these truths, in order to move into a new reality, we must challenge our belief structures. These are the initiations that we experience as we grow and gain more momentum in our expansion of consciousness. It is through the dimensional doorways that we experience the light of beingness that we are. As we travel within ourselves, we find that there are many tools, many books, many exercises along the way that assist us. We learn about forgiveness. We learn about self-love. We learn about the divine. We learn about guides. We learn about teachers of light. We learn about angels. We learn about ourself. We learn about compassion, understanding. We realize that we've been unhappy most of our life and that we truly don't even know what happiness is. We discover we are impatient and that we need to learn about peace and harmony. These are the challenges that initiation holds for us. For as we discover that we are one in the same with what it is that we want, then we can become such. Until we actually become aware, until we have accepted these truths into our beingness, we are in a period of initiation. Initiation has to do with, once again, a baptism of earth, air, fire, and water, or a baptism of the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. So as you are going through your challenges on an inner level, you find that you are tested or testing yourself on all of these different levels. You open yourself to your soul and your spirit in your meditations, allowing the energy of your higher self or the divine essence that you are to assist you with bringing the energies that you need in to transmute the energies of the mind and the body, and also to accentuate these with new programs, new conditions, new awarenesses, and new understandings. As you go through a process of initiation, you often feel very isolated and alone. You know that the journey has to do with you and you only. You know that you can speak about what the trials are with others, but that they cannot comprehend unless they themselves are experiencing those same trials. What you find as you are going through what I will call a major initiation is that your dream state will change. You will begin to have perhaps some lucid dreaming where you are aware in the